Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, I'm Puma. We are glad that you joined us today.
Yeah.
We are super, super glad.
Yeah. So. Yeah, guys. No, we're so glad you guys are joining us again in our Integrity series. We've had a lot of different people and characters from the Bible so far. And for these last two, we're kind of changing gears a little bit. It's going to be a little less story.
We're still going to have integrity in what we're talking about. So,
right, yeah.
But we're just switching gears.
You're right. We're going to be all corrupt the last two podcasts.
Right.
No, but we are changing gears a little bit. We're going to get very, very practical. And I'm actually super excited for these last two. I've enjoyed absolutely all of the podcast so far. I think these two hit home personally for me a little bit. But no, I'm so glad you guys are with us on this journey. And Puma, what do we do on this Puma podcast?
Well, on the Puma podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between.
There it is.
And one of those things that's in between Jesus and life is integrity.
Integrity. Yeah. No, I'm excited. And honestly, even with integrity, you know, we haven't talked a whole lot about one of integrity's best friends, and I would say truth. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about that concept and honestly in lies too. Maybe more pointedly, our excuses, you know. And I remember someone asked me back in college, said, Tori, out of all the people in the school, all the roommates, and I was an RA, he's like, all the people on your hall, who do you think lies the most? Who lies the most that I know?
What a fun question at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who in our family lies the most as you're sitting around eating your Thanksgiving dinner?
Right. And then he's like, well, not just who lies the most, who lies the most to you? I'm like, oh, interesting. So they got real personal. I'm like, well, there's that one guy who's kind of always getting written up. And I don't know what I said. I thought, well, there are maybe a couple people in the hall. And my professor, mentor, he looked at me and he goes, you're wrong. The person that lies the most to you is you.
Is you. Yep.
Is you. That really hit me. I was like, wow, I guess I am the biggest liar I know. You know, and yet at the same time, I never thought of myself as a liar. And today we're going to talk a little bit about this, about the lies, the truth, and the excuses we make that keep us from walking in integrity. So if you're with us, guys, let's dive into this topic of integrity.
So, Tori.
Yes, Puma.
Integrity. you know, I wish people could see what I see. It's just kind of fun. You know, and I'll be honest, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to have integrity right now.
I appreciate that.
That I actually really enjoy this time that Tori and I get to do these podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, our theme verse comes from Proverbs 11:3, which says that the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity, by their duplicity, by their foolishness. Or you could say by their sin, the sinful heart. And when you mentioned earlier that, you know, who lies the most to you? It's yourself. I mean, this is what the Bible tells us.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 17, he said that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
Yeah.
Wow. See, we don't think of ourselves as the worst of liars in of all the people that we know. Because we make excuses for the things that we think about and the things that we pretend or maybe even don't want to acknowledge. And our hearts are natural deception factories.
Yeah. So, no, truly. And honestly, the more I think about and ponder what it means to be someone of integrity, one of the biggest challenges to be someone of integrity is the white lies, is the excuses I make for myself. I've come to learn that excuses can really control your life. They can really be the boss of you. All these different things. We're youth pastors. We work with teenagers. And I did one week when I was studying for this a while back. I'm like, I'm just going to count how many excuses I hear just in one night. One night at youth group, how many excuses does Tori hear?
That seems like that'd be a full-time job.
Oh, man.
I mean, did you get anything else done?
I was blown away by how many excuses. I mean, so here's one. Someone's like, hey, how come we didn't apply to this job? Oh, well, you know, I was pretty busy this past weekend and, you know, I'll get to it next time. Okay, maybe that's fair, maybe. Another excuse, hey, how come you're late? Oh, yeah, dude, the traffic was awful and, you know I'm only 15 minutes late, but you know, it's okay. It's not a big deal. I'm here and everything's fine. And I'm like, but you posted on Instagram like during that time an hour ago and like we're on social media. I mean, so many excuses, even to like, not just, you know, there are some legitimate excuses. I mean, there are real things that happen that we have excuses for.
You legitimately could have gotten in a traffic accident.
Right. Yeah. There are some legitimate excuses.
Yeah. We're not saying that an excuse is bad. It is when we use an excuse to justify our sin. And that's really what we're talking about. To live a life of integrity, you know, to the integrity of the upright guides them. The upright, meaning someone who is righteous or blameless. We make excuses for sin all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do. Because even some of those, you know, more material things, time management, and even like, yeah, social media posts and the things we say, it got even a little bit more serious throughout the night. Someone's like, hey, why won't you just forgive her? And like, well, if you knew what she did, she blew me off our last date and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, interesting. The excuse to not forgive. And then another one was that I heard, why do you keep talking about him like that? You know, how can we keep on saying these things? Why do you keep slandering him? And they're, well, if you knew what he did to me last week, you know, in PE, you'd understand.
Yeah, well, they deserve it. Therefore, I'm justified.
Right. Yeah. The justifications. And I realize that our excuses, our lack of integrity when it comes to being obedient to God, it really controls our lives. Excuses can be the boss of you. Our excuses not only control, but it dictates how we see life. We become the victim, and it really leads us. Our lives are steered by our excuses. But I've seen the opposite to be true too, because integrity will also guide you. Proverbs says that.
Yeah, it says that we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere with our excuses, or we're going somewhere as we seek to walk in the truth.
Yeah. And so when we were going through this with the youth group, I'm like, okay, guys, we're going to talk about excuses. I said, I want all of us out loud, repeat after me, my excuses, ...
Crickets.
And I was so surprised. Puma, you know, they're pretty good at responding when I lead them like that. Nothing. I'm like, hey, come on, let's, come on, together, repeat
after
me. All
right, you only have to share one. Right? I know you're probably all thinking about so many to choose from. Just share one.
Right.
Just share one.
Well, I was surprised, like, hey, okay, let's try that again. My excuses, and then they repeated, like, you know, feebly, my excuses, and you could, like, feel the awkwardness. And someone said, wow, that felt really awkward to say out loud. But, like, wouldn't it be refreshing, you know, as a parent? Hey, you know, son, how come you didn't do your chores? Well, Dad, my excuse was, I just didn't want to.
My excuse was, I'm just a lazy butt.
Right.
My excuse is, I hate your guts.
Right. But wouldn't that be honest, though? I mean, there's a connection between honesty and integrity. But what we usually do, well, the reason I didn't do this, or the reason I said that, see, there is a link between our excuses and our obedience. And the opposite, you know, we are led by one of them. Integrity guides us, but so do our excuses. And this is true across the board for the believer and for the non-believer. People, we are led by excuses. And today I want to talk about not just our excuses, but where freedom comes from. I mean, the Bible says the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free. People of integrity love the truth. 1 Corinthians 13 mentions that for almost verbatim. I had these fake spiders. I still have them. And most people don't like spiders, and that's fair. They're kind of gross. Maybe you can relate if you're listening to this.
We actually had a spider outbreak last night.
Oh, we did.
In the house here.
Yeah.
So,
killed three, and there were still like five on the ceiling.
Well, it's like every room we went into, we saw them on the floor. I smashed one on the floor as we walked through the threshold.
Ugh. Yeah, you got to love end of May, early June. But with that, there are spiders. Nobody likes them. There are real phobias of spiders. And hey, maybe that's a legitimate excuse. But what I did was I took these fake spiders. I put like, you know, string on them, and I held them over a door in front of, you know, the doorway in the youth room. And I was talking to the students, and they knew it was fake. And I'm like, yeah, who here likes spiders? And like, no hand. Okay, two hands went up. But, you know, there's always a couple kids in this group. I love spiders.
Right, there's always those outliers. Yeah. All right, with integrity, if there was this tarantula here, would you go over and pet it? Let's be
there
honest.
There you go.
Yeah,
I should have brought a real tarantula. Yeah. No. But yeah, right. Well, benefit of the doubt, sure. They weren't afraid of spiders. I said, hey, suppose God says to everyone in this room, if you go beyond those closed doors, I have blessings. There's a calling I place specifically on your life. You are made on purpose, with purpose, and for purpose. And there are good things in store for you. If you would trust me, your Heavenly Father, go through those doors. There's something better for you. And I think a lot of the times we look at that door and we see those fake spiders. We see, we know they're excuses. We know they're fake. Those spiders represent our excuses. And we're controlled by them. Oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, you know what? I can't serve here because I'm not get smart enough. Oh, I can't help in the children's ministry because I'm not good with kids. Or, you know, I could help the sound team, but I'm not really techie, so I'm not. There are blessings we miss out on because we live in our excuses, and that's not integrity. To be led by integrity is to be led by Jesus, by truth. And one of the verses I want to bring up here that we mentioned before the podcast comes from Hebrews. Hebrews 12, maybe my second favorite chapter in the Bible. I love Hebrews 12. But Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, it says, throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Guys, sin, it doesn't just tangle you. It easily entangles us. Sin is not a passive thing. It's sticky. Our excuses come naturally. White lies.
Well, it's because sin is our nature.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I'm entangled from within and from without.
Right. Yeah. You know, I used to think, oh, sin is like everything else. It's a choice. I could go to it. But no, it actually is sticky. Sin actually entangles because you're right, Puma. It is our sin nature.
Well, it's like anytime I have a cord, you know, I throw my headphones, you know, into my bag. When I come out, they're always knotted, right? Or I mean, yeah, right. Any cord I throw in anywhere, it goes in straight. It comes out all twisted and knotted. It just, it's kind of one of those axioms of life.
Yeah.
You know, life is the same way. Just when I think that I'm walking straight and narrow, sin is right there to trip us up and entangle us. Mm. And sometimes we don't even realize that we're being tripped up or being entangled.
Yeah.
Or that it's sticking to us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, we're so quick to not see how bad sin is or to justify it, right? We're quick to make excuses about sin. And I love what the rest of the verse 1 and 2 says in Hebrews 12. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I'm going to pause there, verse 1. God has a race for us. You know, a while back when we had a sermon, it was really helpful about this particular verse. And you mentioned that we have a race that we didn't pick. God picked it for us. And part of integrity is following God on the race he marked. My race is different than yours. You know, we have the same Jesus, the same goal, ultimately, right, to bring him glory and to be good stewards, but the race looks different.
But my life is my life, and your life is your life.
Exactly.
And both of those are planned and purposed by God.
Yeah.
And so what is God's plan and purpose for you? What is God's plan and purpose for me? What is God's plan and purpose for everyone listening to this podcast?
Mm.
I mean, he has a purpose and a good purpose and a desire for each and every one of us, a path of blessing, not a path of pain and curse, a path to run. But the question is, do we really want to run that path that God has marked out for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do we trust God enough?
Right.
Do we trust him enough to let him lead us there? Or do we excuse reasons why not to? Because it's so easy to, well, I can never be Puma, so I'm going to excuse my lack of obedience on the call God has on my life because I'm not
him. So the race that he has marked out for us, we don't run because we're entangled or tripped up by sin.
Yeah.
Or by excuses.
Right.
If we're going to talk about integrity, by the excuses, you know, sometimes we don't run because we make excuses for why we don't run. To me, running, like literal running is punishment. Wise man once said, whenever he got the urge to run, he would lie down and it would go away. And I subscribe to that philosophy when it comes to literal running. Mm. But also, I think spiritually speaking, we do the same thing. Whenever we get the urge to run with Jesus, we just kind of sit down on the sideline and that urge goes away. We let the excuses creep in and really dictate for us or justify in our sinful heart why we don't have to go where God wants us to go.
Yeah. You know, and that's, I love the second part because you're so right. We can justify obedience out of our life forever. We can be led by our excuses, led by our lack of integrity. But how do we, as people who love the Lord, how do we walk with integrity? Look what verse 2 says in Hebrews 12. We do this by fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. If we come to learn to love the truth, if you really want to just appreciate and cherish the truth of God's word, that is centered when we focus our eyes on Jesus. Truth will set you free.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I am the truth, John 14. Like,
right. Jesus said in John 8, you know, he said, you know, if you hold to my teaching, you will really be my disciples.
Mm.
He says, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
You see, we live in a world full of lies. We have an enemy who is a liar and a deceiver.
Mm.
I mean, what is lying and deceiving? It is twisting and compromising and distorting and perverting that which is true or that which is really real. We have an enemy that's what he thrives on. We are sinful by nature. We have sinful hearts. And as Jeremiah said, our hearts are deceitful. Our hearts naturally twist truth. Mm. We corrupt truth. But truth is freeing. Truth sets us free.
Yeah.
Jesus is truth. Holding on to him sets us free. And holding on to what he has declared to be true sets us free.
Mm.
And I think everybody wants to walk in freedom. I mean, no one says, man, I want to live in bondage today.
Right.
You know
right.
what I want to do today, Tori? I want to live in bondage. I hope I am so I hope my life today is so cramped and so full of angst and frustration and pain. I just thrive. I hope no one says that. We're all trying to get out of that.
Right.
But we're making excuses as to why the path that God says to get out of that isn't the right path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and that's something that I really hit me a while back, that I make excuses sometimes with good intentions, right? Like even false humility, like, oh, well, you know, Jesus, yeah, he is the way, the truth, and life, that, you know, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to walk in truth. But you know what? I really can't help lead a Bible study because God's calling me to pass out communion cups. I mean, I even parade my excuses as obedience. And that's, I think you're right. I just want to point out on the humility part. We cannot live with integrity if we're proud. We cannot truly follow King Jesus when we're excusing obedience for something that's more convenient or something we like better.
We do this all the time.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a Saturday night. I'm up late. I'm, you know, watching a movie or doing whatever, end up talking. I go to bed at 1, right? Mm. Well, now my excuse is, oh, I'm too tired to get up and get ready and go to church or go to Sunday school or go whatever. And we say that and we don't feel any guilt about that.
Mm.
And yet, if I were going to go see a Cubs game that day, if I stayed up till 1 in the morning, I would certainly get up at 5 a.m. to drive in to see the Cubs. Right? I would make time for that because it's important to me.
Right.
In other words, when we think about integrity and think about excuses, we really have to look inside our heart. Why am I making an excuse? One, integrity is I don't need to stay up till 1. Honestly, if getting up in the morning and being part of my church family is a value to me. But two, how easy it is we make excuses for even just being tired. Is fatigue a legitimate thing? Yes, it's a legitimate thing. But does fatigue mean it has to be an excuse for us to not do what it is we know we ought to do or what God wants us to do? I mean, that's just one area that I see a lot, you know, even in my own life. I do a lot of things and I'm tired and sometimes I use that as an excuse.
No, we do make excuses and we justify our excuses. We call them reasons. And that's something too that really, it pains me because we can live our whole life and say we love God, but by our actual deeds, well, like Titus, those that say they love God, but by their deeds, they deny him. We can spend our whole life praising King Jesus, but truly being led by our excuses. Our words and our intentions might be good, but our actions, if they live out something different, that's not integrity. You know, that's something else. And I never want to be a person that just uses Jesus. Because honestly, if I only come to God because of what he gives me, if I only come to God because of the blessings and I make excuses for why I can only serve God this way, I'm not a lover. I'm not a follower of Jesus. I'm a user. And I can excuse that and think that I'm being righteous. Mm. And that's scary. You know, we could be led by our integrity, led by our excuses. And a lot of people, myself included, in at moments, I can be so led by the emotion of I love and praise King Jesus, but in my personal life, I'm led by my excuses. I will only serve God if I like it. I will only be obedient if it's convenient. If I'm too tired, then maybe I won't volunteer in the children's ministry, right? Or I play video games till 2 a.m. on a Sunday. So actually, I think I'm not going to help with the church, I don't know, project afterwards. I mean, and we call them reasons. And guys, that's not integrity. That's a lie. That's an excuse we're living in. And that's something that I really am trying to be weary of. Because I can convince myself of all my bad ideas. I have been the primary suspect for all my bad decisions in life. Mm-hmm. I've been there every time.
Right. I am a survivor of a lot of bad ideas. Right. Not because of me, but because God is merciful and gracious.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I don't want, right? Again, we don't want excuse to be the boss of us.
No.
But fixing our eyes on Jesus points us back to truth. And guys, Jesus, who is truth, he exposes sin.
It is amazing that when we look at God's word, and this is what the Bible tells us, doesn't it? It says that, you know, in Hebrews 4, that God's word is live and living. You know, it's sharp. It penetrates those deepest parts of our soul and exposes the motives and the values and the passions of our heart. Our hearts are so deceptive that it masks our true intentions. And we convince ourselves that I'm being honest when in right. God's eyes, we're being totally dishonest. We mm-hmm. convince ourselves that we're being, you know, sincere. We convince ourselves that we're being loving.
Right.
When in God's eyes, we're just full of self-centeredness. Mm-hmm. We're being a user.
Mm-hmm.
And God, see, this is why truth sets us free. When we pursue the truth, like you said in Hebrews 12, we fix our eyes on Jesus. We fix our eyes on God's word and let God's word begin to marinate in our heart and our mind. Mm. The Holy Spirit uses truth to set us free, to free us from the bondage of our self-centeredness, to free us from the bondage of our hypocrisy, to free us from the bondage of our insincerity, to free us from the bondage of really being led by our excuses.
I don't know about you, Puma, but I want to stop lying to myself, you know? And I think that's probably true of everyone listening. We don't want to lie to ourselves. Like, and it's weird because I kind of, even though it's wrong, I kind of get lying to someone else. I mean, again, totally not biblical, totally it's sin, but at least it makes sense. I lie to someone to get something.
Right. We're all about self-preservation,
right.
Let's be honest.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm here today for myself.
Right, 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 yeah.
And if you help me for myself, yay. But if you right. get in the way of myself, what I want for today,
right.
then you're an enemy or mm-hmm. you're, you know, a barrier.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, you're right. I kind of get, even though it's wrong lying to someone else, but it doesn't make sense to lie to yourself, you know?
Yeah. We're not living in integrity. We're not living in reality. Mm,
yeah, that's a good way to put that. Yeah, because integrity, reality, truth, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're living in a false, unrealistic, unlogical world, in kind of, you know, twilight zone, you're just kind of in this weird, not realistic state, then you can't judge accurately. But then any excuse makes sense or could be truth because you're not living in the real world.
And it's interesting how we can see that in everybody else around us, honestly.
That's true.
How many people do you live with or do you work with or do you see out and about? And you're like, man, they're not, you might not say they're not living in integrity, but man, they're not living in reality.
Mm-hmm.
They're not living in truth, which means they're making excuses for the deception in their heart.
Yeah.
And not living as Proverbs 11:3 says, as the upright or the righteous are guided by their integrity.
Yeah. Well, and even speaking particularly to the Christians, those who love Jesus, who want to follow him, God does have a race mapped out for us. We don't pick the race. We don't pick the track. We don't pick.
We didn't pick our gender.
Right.
We didn't pick what time in human history we're going to live in.
Exactly.
We didn't pick the country or a place we're going to be born.
Mm-hmm.
These are all part of God's sovereign design for us.
Mm-hmm.
A God who is good, a God who is loving, a God who is always for us, mankind, not against us.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one trying to make our lives miserable.
Right.
Satan is trying to make our lives miserable. God is trying to set us free.
Mm-hmm.
He is trying to help us break free of the sin that has so enslaved us, the sin that so has us weighed down. This is why the gospel is so freeing. Again, fixing our eyes on Jesus, going to Jesus. It does. It's like the weight lifts off. And if we just draw near to Jesus, you know, he will be the one to show us and help us to know how to walk in integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's not miss the blessing of the race God has for us, because our excuses will lead us somewhere. Our excuses, our lack of integrity will lead us to a place where we miss the blessings and the calling of God. And yet, the opposite is true. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we focus on truth, when we take an accurate look at ourselves and in our situation, that's where real freedom begins.
Yeah,
freedom comes with Jesus. And when we choose to trust him with integrity, it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean living with integrity comes naturally, because it doesn't.
No, it is unnatural.
It is unnatural, but it's better.
It is
right?
better.
It's harder, but it's better.
It is better. And so as I'm thinking about how to wrap this up today, what would be a good application? You know, because it is better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking integrity is better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could say that because we're talking on a podcast. It's very easy to say. It's really hard to live out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, what would be a good application question, you think, for us today?
Yeah, you know, in talking about our excuses and how we are so quick to lie to ourselves, it robs us. It robs us of the joy and the blessing of God. So I guess if I had to pick one, I mean, there are several that come to mind, but if I could pick one application question, Puma, I would ask it this way. What/where in your life are you making excuses? And not just excuses, and it's hard to see where we're making excuses, but where in my life am I excusing away obedience to Jesus? Because excuses not only hurt us, not only is it lying to ourselves, but it hurts the plan and the road we have for us. And I would even say, how do you know where to make excuses? Where are you focused on? Is it on Jesus? Because if not, there's probably room for excuses to be made.
If you want to live a life of integrity, and you know that you, and we all are natural excuse makers, we're excuse factories.
Yeah.
You know, so what I hear you saying is, maybe just ask someone in your life, do you see an area where I make excuses for my sin?
That's a good way to put that.
You know, to honestly just let them, you know, speak into your life, be used by God to do that. Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. Ask someone else, where do you see my life? Someone that you trust, someone that you respect that walks with the Lord. Ask them, yeah, like you said, Puma, where do you see in my life that I'm making excuses? And they, sometimes a godly friend can be way more objective about our excuses than we can.
Well, Proverbs says that the wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy.
That's true.
Because the enemy is going to tell you what you want to hear and let you continue to wallow in your sin and destroy yourself. But a true friend is willing to say something that might be hard to hear, but sharp, because it is going to bring healing. It's going to bring, you know, wholeness to your life.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Well, that. And guys, thank you for joining us again on this podcast. So that we have one more don't miss next week, because it ties in perfectly with this excuses, kind of part two of our excuses. Guys, I'm just so grateful that you guys will join us for this. You know, I love hearing the feedback, and just it's such a blessing for us to be able to be on a podcast and not even just share that we have anything good things to say, but it helps refines us. It helps us value and not just value, but really honor and respect, and convicts us to walk with God more because of this platform. So thank you for sharpening us as we do our best to communicate God's word. And hopefully we found something helpful and useful. And as always, if you have any questions or comments or complaints, you can
just share them with integrity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If there's any, you know, maybe thoughts that you think are less worthy via email, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. So thank you, guys. And yeah, tune in next week, Fridays at 10:10, and we'll see you there.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.